In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I also bring greetings from our church Shalom
Tabernacle
in Blantyre. I feel honored this evening. I would like to salute our dear pastor for opening up his pulpit. To me, that shows sign of solidarity and love. So I want to thank him for that.
No,
I want to appreciate the pastors who are here. God bless you richly. Pastor Tutani, we've come from far together. When he was young, although he's still young, we thank God for what he has done through him and what he's still doing through him and all the pastors seated here and my dear brother pastor from GRC. I met him for the first time yesterday when he came with Pastor Chester to where we are lodging. God bless you, Brother Goshen.
I
feel honored to have you around. I've already extended an invitation to him to come over to Malawi when time avails itself. God bless you. We have a dedication convention this July. We've been building for the past 10 years or so. Now we are at a point where we feel we need to dedicate the tabernacle.
It
will be from the 24th of July up to the 26th of July. You are cordially invited. God bless you richly. And I want to congratulate the pastor and the congregation for this wonderful tabernacle. I came here when it was still under construction. But here we are. You have a beautiful place in which to worship the Lord. God bless you for all that you did. Your contribution that made it possible for this tabernacle to be erected. Yes, we remember those early years when the message was getting roots in Zimbabwe. And we thank God that it pleased him for us to be part of this great commission. I remember in those early years, the years of Brother Warilo, our gallant soldier. And God has taken us from those days. Actually, then I was working for Brother Warilo as a garden boy. And that's how we came across the message. I believe it was around
71.
And we thank God I was still young, not married. But I thank God. All these years, I've never regretted being a believer.
Amen.
I think the greatest religion there is ever is Christianity. What is Christianity? Christ in you. So we praise God that has led us from those years to now. I also want to appreciate God for my dear wife. This year in April, we were celebrating 39 years of married life. So,
there
are
We were saying to one another, we feel like we got married yesterday. So for you young people, who have just been married maybe 2-3 years, please volunteer on. Because I know you can make it. Married life is a blessing. It is from God himself. God bless you richly. The pastor asked me if I could share a little bit of the disasters we faced because of the floods in Malawi. The disaster affected many saints. It came at a time when we all least expected the floods that we encountered in Malawi this year has never been experienced before for the past 50 years, 60 years. It was around January. Usually we get our rains at that time, but rained and rained. And one night when everybody at least expected it, we found ourselves being overwhelmed by the rain. There were over 10 districts that were affected. But the most affected district is the one that is in the southern part of Malawi, which we call the Lower Shire, Chikwawa and Msanje. In there, many brothers and sisters, many people lost their lives. They official estimate is about
2,000,
but we know more than that. In one area called Makanga, the whole village was submerged by sand. Livestock, people, children, men, women, everybody gone. Because it came so suddenly, there was no time to escape and redeem whatever the little things that people had. We want to appreciate the work that Voice of God has done in trying to rebuild the lives of the saints. As I'm speaking to you right now, over 250 families are destitute and have nowhere to stay. Yes, the government provided some shelters for them, some camps where they were being camped. But the end of April, everybody was told to leave those camps because the NGOs and the governments MOU had come to an end. But now the question is, where do they go to? Most of them lost houses. They lost livestock, everything that they had. I remember in Makanga. There was a school. And the headmaster of that school, he was the only one who survived, and his son.
He
spent 2 days in a tree. But in that tree, he had his wife who was expecting and a daughter. But 2 days fatigue took place. And then the wife was washed away by the flood, with the child. So the man is there, but you know, it is traumatic. The floods is not something that you could capture with camera.
Yes,
you could capture with camera, but it's more than that. So the only thing that we would require is for you to remember those saints, brothers and sisters who are in great need. I'm only sharing because the pastor asked me to do so. I think I had some slides. Are they there? Are you ready or not? Yes, God bless you. So, when I came, I didn't prepare that I was going to share about the floods. I had some things in my iPad and in my phone. This is the tarmac road. Bangula, maybe you've been there. Usanje. But it became a river overnight. It's me who took that picture. And by then, many houses were swept away. And we could not cross that time. As you can see, shops became submerged and mud houses were swept away. Cattle, goats. In Sanje, it's a livestock area. One man lost over 100 head of cattle and he couldn't take it. He committed suicide. He's not a believer, but you can understand why he did that. Apart from the head of cattle that he lost, he lost his children, he lost his goats, and he was only survived with his wife. So he said, what's the point of living? And I took the slide, the video. Yeah, we can go to another one. And once upon a time there was a whole village there. There was a village there. But as you can see, it's no longer, people are no longer there. Not that they were able to save themselves. Most of them didn't manage to save themselves. Can we go to the other one? Quickly. Yeah, as you can see, God bless you. Yeah, that's the... that whole area was village area. But you can see that the impact didn't give anybody a chance. And in Malawi, most of our villages are mostly by the roadside.
Malawi, village,
and this whole area suffered this tremendous disaster. God bless you. We can go to the other one just for time. Again, yes. This is way beyond there is
Mozambique.
But before that, it's all whole village that was swept away. The canoes managed to save a few people, but most of the canoes were swept away because of the heavy
current.
These were the two chiefs of the area. So they were explaining to me what had happened. Some of the canoes that were able to save people, but as I say, it was so overwhelming that they didn't manage to save a lot. That whole area you see behind there is all complete washed away. These are the destitute people. Some of the pastors, some of the brothers and sisters. At a camp I was there, I just went to condole with them and just to encourage them. These are the people and this is at a camp. Yeah, let's go on. The camp is the same thing. This is a pastor in a place called Chapananga. His house Okay, it was a mud house, but at least it was the place where we were staying.
Yes, and open Zubuyaigara.
Because of the flooding,
he
lost everything.
Yes,
and this is the little house he's now staying
in.
God bless you. Let's move on. This is the brother I was talking about.
He's a
headmaster. He lost his wife.
Yeah, headmaster. Child.
The wife was expecting. And there he is.
Uyo.
And these are some of the submerged buildings. And continue just to show. And
then you can,
yeah, that's. Mm-hmm. You can see that is where it was the kettle were.
Eh?
Most of all the kettle was washed away.
Because
it happened so suddenly. Yeah, God bless you. These are roads that are also underwater. Now, the greatest challenge, God bless you, I think, the greatest challenge that we have now is the relocation. And how are they going to begin all over? And most of them now are going through a very traumatic experience because of what happened. We need your prayers. God bless you richly. And as I alluded to earlier on, we appreciate the work that Voice of God is they've started building few houses for believers.
Voice of God, they
finish 100. God bless you.
Praise
God. So, but the impact is so heavy.
From
our church in Blantyre, we managed to organize the lead roof help we could,
and
went around to distribute, but it's like a drop in the ocean. But one thing we know, nothing is small when it's given in through love. Something is given through love, it counts. God bless you. Amen. How many are expecting tonight? Sometimes it's very difficult to preach in a church with a well-seasoned pastor. But we rely upon your prayers. We only come and try to encourage one another. May we stand for the reading of the Word of God tonight. We are going to read from the book of Psalms 139,
23
and
24
verse. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts.
Ndinzverei Mwari muzive moyo wangu. Ndiidzei muzive ndangariro dzangu.
And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Mutarire kana paine nzira yakaipa mandiri, mundifambise munzira isingaperi.
God bless you. My thought for tonight is taking inventory.
Kupinda.
Taking inventory.
Kupinda.
To search oneself. Because David is saying, search me, O God.
He's
asking God to search him thoroughly and see if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. When everything else is over, our greatest desire is to be with him. When everything that we could have done on earth is over, after we bought our cars, we built our houses, we've worked in very good jobs, we've gained the best of the education that could be obtained, when that is over, our greatest desire is to be with Him. Pastor Tutan, could you please come and pray?
Our gracious Heavenly Father, may you bless the reading of your word. It's not just read as a routine. There's something you have placed upon the preacher. Lord, may you do exactly that, to search our hearts. See if there be any wicked way. The Bible says, let every man examine himself and see where they be in the faith. Give our precious brother ability and unction of the Holy Spirit through this message to change our lives for the better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. We may be seated. There is need for us to stop and look deep into our Christian life. There is need for us to examine ourselves, to see whether it's still as it were. You can start very well, but are you as you started? You drive your car, but sometimes you stop a while. You take it to a garage. And there they will put it on a diagnostic machine to find out whether the brakes are functioning properly, the tires, the engine, everything about your car. Then they'll come with a list. Yes, your car is going well on the road, but there are these things that need to be looked into. You do that. You just don't say, as long as I'm getting from point A to point B. Doesn't matter. You take your car for checkup. Even with our physical body, there is a need once in a while to go to a doctor and say, sir, I need a thorough physical checkup. My pressure, my heartbeat, everything about it, it is good, and it will do you good. You don't just take things for granted. People have been found falling on the street, dead. And then you realize they never took time in their lives to get a physical checkup. They ate as they wanted, they did as they wanted, but never took a moment of a physical checkup. It is wise for one to do so. Now, here we are. The prophet is talking about taking inventory. He says in the message, blind but male. Each day, he says, or rather, let me begin here. You know, 23 years ago, I settled that. I've been happy ever since. I told the Lord, I didn't want any trouble at the river. Do you want any trouble at the river? Do you want any trouble in the river? The prophet is saying, I don't want any trouble in the river. I don't care how many years I've been in the message. I want to take inventory. And then he says, Each day, I take inventory of myself. I don't want any trouble. Each day, not any other day. Each day,
check
yourself.
Check
inventory. Don't take things for granted. Don't go around and telling people, we were here before you.
That's okay.
But that is not the most important thing. The most important thing
is
for you to sit down and take inventory of yourself. Check yourself. And then he says in the message, you must be born again. Oh, Branham Tabernacle.
Oh, Branham Tabernacle.
And all you good people. He's not only talking to Branham
Tabernacle.
He's talking to all you good people. He says, let's take inventory. This is New Year's. Let's start. Let's do something. Get the things of the world out of us.
This
is still in there. Let's get rid of it. Yes, sir. All right, people of today. You good people. And you Branham Tabernacle,
Eastly Tabernacle,
it's high time that today we
take
inventory. Don't get used. Because if you do, you will have another
Ephesus.
We begin to relax. We become another
Ephesus.
We relax. We are no longer on guard. We are no longer serious. We are no longer as we were. Let's go back to the beginning. Praise God. There is need for us to take inventory. Now tonight.
Maneru anas.
I want you and me to fill out a performance list. We want to find out, are we making progress in our Christian life or not? Anyone who is wise enough in business, there is time to sit down and take stock and find out whether you are progressing or you are not progressing. And if you are not, why?
Say.
And if you are, how can you improve? It's not business as usual. We have to be serious. Because the days are evil. Not only for Zimbabwe, but for the entire world. Because the king of darkness realizes that his time is over. We need to be serious and look at ourselves. So we need to take a performance list. We'll be taking a few things that are on the list. Then you find out how you are doing. There is only one person, or maybe two, who know more about you than anyone else. The first one is God. And the second one is you. You can fool your wife. You can fool your husband. You can fool the pastor. You can fool the church. But you cannot fool yourself. Neither can you fool God. You can say to the pastor of God, everything is well. But is it?
Asi zvakanaka here.
So we need to be serious.
No, that would
there is
days of business as usual should be over. For the prophet is saying, take inventory.
Amen.
Even as he was singing this song in the message, the handwriting on the wall. And he says, calling for you and for. While we are singing in our inventory. There is no time that you can relax.
Yaona kudekara.
The Galatians started very well. And we hear Paul crying, oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you. You started well, but look where you are now. Oh, you foolish believers. Maybe that could be what we're saying today. We started very well. But look at where you are. Now, the prophet always says, it's an individual affair. So, individually, you yourself, take your performance because we'll go through that. And be honest with yourself. We need to take inventory. And not only that, we need to examine ourselves as well. In the message, how can I overcome? He says, watch here. Now all these things I've been talking about to overcome. Now just look at yourself and see. Examine yourself in the spiritual looking glass. See if you've overcome. In the spiritual looking glass, which is a Bible. Examine yourself. Be serious. Don't stop justifying yourself. When you go to a doctor, you are serious. The doctor says,
doctor, what?
Shut up. Take off your shirt.
Visa shirt.
You take it off.
You know why visa?
Take off your belt.
Visa bandit.
You take it off.
You know visa.
Your trousers.
Trousers.
You take it off.
Visa.
Your vest.
You
take it off. Why?
Say,
you are serious about your health. Open your mouth. You open it. He takes a little touch. He's watching your mouth. All this time, you are as humble as a
sheep.
Why?
Say,
you are serious. It's your physical health. But unfortunately, the same person
he
comes to church and the physician Jesus Christ
says Jehovah, Jesus Christ,
to him, stop that.
Miraiba.
Don't do that. He doesn't listen. You don't go in a doctor's office with made up ideas.
Oh,
doctor, I think it is malaria. Who told you? Who has come to you? Lord, help us. Today we need to take
inventory.
How many are here tonight? Tell your neighbor, are you here? Tell him, are you here? Well, maybe they've already started thinking of Nando's. May God help us. The prophet says here, question and answer. As I told you a while ago, listen to what I say. Listen close. Look back now, down. Examine yourself in the word and see where you are at. How do you examine yourself? With the word. You women that got short hair, let hair grow. If you're wearing shorts,
kana muchipfeka zvikabudura bvisai zvikabudura zvibatei semadzimai
examine yourself
nyatozvinzverai
you brothers
imi hama
you young people
imi vechidiki
examine yourself
zvinzverei
take inventory every day
zvinzverai zuva nezuva.
Don't use supposition as a
fault.
Don't presume thinking that all is well. You need to examine. You see, you've got little kids at home. Don't presume that they are in the house before you reverse. Always check.
Where is little John? Where is
Mary?
Where are
they? Until you are sure
that
they are safe place, then you can reverse. Many
a
parent
have
killed their own children, presuming.
In the house.
My mother,
I say, their father out there.
And an innocent soul died because of people who
are presuming. Don't
presume you are okay until you
examine
yourself. Until you take inventory. Yes, we've come from far, but that's not a license for us to relax. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Each day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Paul was crying against the Galatian church. What's wrong with you now? Why now?
Say yes,
and then the prophet preaches
the prophet of Apari Zamarizo.
Why?
Say.
Why?
Say.
Let's start ticking.
Gati butanga ikumaka.
Your church attendance.
Kuya kwa kumawira kwa unita kuchechi.
How is this?
Akamira say.
It's you to answer for yourself.
Iwe uruzi makira wega, uchi zvipindura wega.
How is your church attendance?
Urukuya say kuchechi mazuva mangani.
Because Hebrews 10:25. He says, don't forget your brother together. But when you know the day is drawing
nigh,
you must be very serious. And the prophet teaches us that God doesn't deserve the second place. He deserves the first place. How is your church attendance? You will quit that with the way you do with your job. You quit that with the way you do with your job. When it's coming to your job, your business, whether it's raining, whether there is traffic, you are always there. No excuse. Whether there is business in Bindura,
you are business there. Bindura, uriko.
But when it comes to church, then you begin to give very good excuses. Very fast excuses. Very convincing excuses. But yes, as far as God is concerned,
he
must come first in your life. Your church attendance. How is it? Are you a midweek or a Sunday? You are a denominational brother, sister in the message. Because you've got a denominational spirit. God has blessed you with your car. Good health. Good job. Everything good. And you decide.
I will see it on
www.com. WWE
paIsiri haisi pembedzo yekuti urove chechiwe.
I will Google.
If you are
Googling your life out of the message.
Google upenyu hwako uchibuda mumharidzo.
Yes, come to church.
Wongu uya kuchechi chama.
And you Google later.
Wopo wazviratidza.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How is it?
Zvakamira sei?
It's you to answer this.
Ndiwe unofanira kupindura izvi.
I don't want you to answer.
Hari kuda kuti iwe undipindure.
Answer you.
Pindura uri pauri papo mauri.
When I was in standard 1.
Bana ndiri standard
1.
Subway.
Iwe ndiwe. Ini ndini. Ani makazvidzidza izvo.
You have learned it.
Iwe ndiwe.
You is.
Eh, ndikuti iwe ndiwe uzvitarisa
wewe. You have invented into yourself.
Hallelujah. How is your church attended?
Unomboya sei kuchechi mazuva. Kana kwaita mamagunga. Haupo.
When the special meetings
kana kwaina musangano
yakataurwa hupo
kana tiba prayer meeting hupo.
You have become too big for the word.
Iwo wakura kukurira shoko.
You have become a CEO of
wa
the
world. CEO wa Mwari man.
You are CEO at your work.
Wa CEO kubasa.
But when you come here
wakaya panapa.
You are sick.
Uri
you need gwai. To learn.
Unotoda kuteerera gwai rinoteerera.
No,
the boss when you
come here. You have another boss.
You name my boss pan.
The Holy Ghost. The Word.
Choco.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
That's it.
We are going further.
We are going
further.
How is your prayer life?
Upenyu wako umuna mato wakamira sei.
A prayerless Christian.
Mukristo asinga namati.
Is a powerless Christian.
Mukristo asinga kana simba.
There is no more that fervent desire.
Apachisina chishuo
chakadzika. To be on
our knees. Mabvi.
And cry out to God.
Kuchema kuna Jehovah.
There is no more that desire.
Apachisina chishuo iyo.
Spend days fasting.
Yokumbopedza mazuva tichitsanya.
Instead of praying, before we used to say, I'll pray about it. But now, we say, I'll think about it.
At first, he was going to pray
today
for it.
He's
thinking
about it. We don't need thinkers.
We need
prayer warriors.
We need prayer warriors.
How is your prayer life?
Upenyu hwako hwemunamato hwakamira sei?
When we are faced with situations,
kana tatarisana nemamiriro
ezvinhu, that is on our own,
pachedu,
we can do nothing about.
Hatina zvatinogona kuita.
Let me tell you what to do.
Ndikuudze zvekuita.
Go to God in prayer.
Enda kuna Mwari munamato.
When things are not working for you at work, and your boss has put out other ideas for you, let me tell you what to do. Pray.
Namata.
Pray.
Jairus, a secret believer.
Brother says, now we appreciate your prayer. Prayer changes things. People who pray see results. If you want your situation to be changed, pray and pray. God will change seasons for you because you pray. And they say, then he says, there's only one thing that can change the man of God. And that's prayer. If God's mind is changed by prayer, what about your boss's mind? God will change your boss.
Mwari vanosandura pfungwa dzabhasi wako.
God will change situation.
Vanosandura mamiriro ezvinhu.
Because you've come to God in prayer.
Nekuti wauya kwavari mumunamato.
God respects
Mwari vanoremekedza muna mato.
God is touched by prayer.
Mwari vanobatikana nemuna mato wako.
Now, how is it?
Zvakamira sei izvo?
How is your prayer life?
Upenyu hwako hwekunama muna mato hwakamira sei?
You are the same brother, same sister.
Uri hama dzimwe chete izvo.
Spend hours.
Zvakapedza zvaimbopedza zvaimbopedza mako hour pamabvi.
Crying.
Muchichema.
Before God.
Pamberi pamwari.
You are the same couple. Before going to bed, you all kneel and you're putting your cases before God. Now you have changed that. You are now praying in the blanket.
I am sleeping.
Prayer is humility.
Muna matoku zvinini pisa.
When we pray,
kana tina mata,
we are saying, Lord, we have our
faith. Ishe ndino zvinini pisa pamberi penyu.
Prayer.
Muna mato.
You are saying,
urikuti,
I can.
Ndino,
but you can.
Handikwanisa imi munokwanisa.
Prayer is sufficient.
Muna matoku zvisa pasi.
Another story.
Kune kutonga kwepamusoro.
People who pray are submissive to the spirit of God. Prayer is linking your soul with the unseen world. Prayer is calling Jesus on the
scene.
How is your prayer life? Remember those days when we would all find ourselves and pray. Brother Abraham says, if the church finds itself in prayer, God cannot turn it down. He's obligated to hear. He's obligated to listen. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Jonah
goes
to Nineveh. 40 days this city is going to perish.
What days
the king of Nineveh,
Nineveh
was not even a believer.
And I
don't
worship
him. He hears that message.
And
he says, all cabinet ministers,
suit off.
All school children, no more uniform. Everybody
sackcloth.
Let's pray.
Ngati namate. Ngati zvinini pisei.
And when God saw that,
Mwari paakazviona,
he says, I cannot destroy.
Akati handichaparadza nyika.
Hallelujah. Minamato yapera.
Tinoziva upenyu hwemunamato.
We are too much full of thinkers.
Tanyanya kuzara nevanhu vanofunga tuma.
I know what I'll do about that. You're resting the floor. Jesus says, what should I do? I know what I'll do about this. You don't want a BP.
You have BP.
Don't touch the floor. Pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How is your prayer life?
When you are say,
the devil is conquered
Satan
through prayer. Singing, yes. The devil is not so much worried. All these other things is not worried. But when you get on your knees, he knows his defeat is near. Pray. When you pray, you bring God on the scene. If God can change his mind because people are praying, how can he not change his mind about you? I've always told the story of our head deacon when he received a letter of dismissal from his place of work. He was working for an organization called
Adimax,
an agriculture organization. He received a letter in clear English.
You
are dismissed. He took the letter. Pastor, can you read the letter? I read the letter. I also saw the same thing. Then I said to him, Brother George, come and let's put the letter there. God also reads. We said, Lord, you see this. We are praying for a reversal. And you
see,
hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Wow, wow, wow! I said, don't worry, brother. One week later,
he
received another letter from the self-management. We are no longer dismissing you, but we are now posting you to
Mzuzu.
So he brought the letter again. I said, brother, do you want to go to Mzuzu? He says, no. I said, neither do I want to go to Mzuzu. I said, if you go to Mzuzu, who pays
us
here?
I just go back.
Why are you not going? Let's go to God again. We are praying. We are praying. No Mzuzu.
Akuna Mzuzu bana.
A week later.
So no kapela so.
We received another letter.
Baka zamutira imwe tsamba zve.
We have rescinded our decision.
Taya tazoya kudzokorora pamusoro pe
tsamba
yataita.
We are Mzuzu.
Haunya dzokera kuMzuzu
iwe. The guy wanted to come, whom we thought would come here.
Mwana kungati auye kubva kuMzuzu.
Says he can't leave.
Ata hazve kuMzuzu.
So you are remaining here in Blantyre.
Nekuti iri kutaramba muri muBlantyre. Saka mucharamba muri muBlantyre.
He worked for that organization
until
he retired.
That's
what he had prayer. That's what he had prayer. That he had the prayer. So why are you fasting about me? Why are you having
sleepless
nights over trivial issues? What you need to do? Take it to the Lord.
Hey, Jehovah, muna mat.
How is your prayer life?
Upe yu ako muna mat.
If there is life of prayer in the home,
na paene muna mat. Upe yu muna
mat. There is God's intervention there.
Wano wana maria chipindira mumuriyo.
God answers and is prayer.
Wano pindura lekure megeza muna mat.
God honors prayer.
I told this story
many times.
We're
coming from Sanje.
We went
there for a preaching. We were there for over
4 days.
Then we came to the place called
Injalo.
Then I was driving and I used
KD.
Then at Injalo, the car just blew the
tires.
When we stopped to look, we found that the ball joint.
Patakanona takazona mabow joints.
Bow joint has just collapsed.
Mabow joints anga apwanyika adona.
We wanted to certify we look for a mechanic.
Tata kutofana kutsvaga makanika.
And it was at night around 4:00.
Wamba uri usiku kumatikoro kumanheru.
He came and took a torch.
Vatawaya vatatora torch.
He said, you must
Tomorrow we go and buy a
boat. We're all tired.
I said,
Lord,
we're going to sleep here. I said, Brother Peter, the brother was in the car. I said, if the mechanic was there,
hold.
Let's pray. We pray. Lord, we are coming from your work. We are tired. We need to get home. Heal this car. Lord, we are
tired.
We are
tired.
We are tired.
We are tired. We are
So we went into the car. I said to
Brother Peter,
don't think about the boy
joy.
Start thinking of what God
is doing.
Don't start thinking about your problem. Think of what God can do.
Think of what God can do.
Think of what God can do.
Think
of what
God can do. Think of what God can do. Think of what
God can do. Before your problem, God was always there.
Mwari wakagara variko.
Who was there?
Your problem
is God. So
went
into the car. We drove.
Mrs.
Mawosa,
my
daughter is the one who's in the UK. So we prayed up the prayer. I said,
within 2 days, your daughter is going to call you. And she will say to you, Mommy, guess what? Everything will be well. The following day, late in the afternoon, she came to call my wife.
Maya Musa,
are you there? What has happened? The minister did take us into conversation. What has happened? I'm not even
understanding.
My daughter, after 4 months, called me to say, Mommy, get what? He's either God or he's not God. But to me, he's God. And to you, he's God. And when your prayer life is so
foul
and so low,
it will
prohibit you from experiencing that the God of miracles. Prayer brings God
over me.
If it can change God's mind, it can change things for you. Hallelujah! It can change those runaway children. God will bring them back. All we need to do is not to hate those children, but to pray for them. And God will bring them because he honors them. Should we go further? How close are you with the will of God? Your WhatsApp. You look at it every 8 seconds.
8 seconds, Zeka, you know what that's a WhatsApp.
Your Bible.
I don't
know when last you looked
at it.
How is your relationship with the Word of God? Let me tell you, the prophet says, read your Bible every day. Read it every day. Not when you feel like it. When I became a Christian, when I became a Christian, the first thing I realized is to eat the Word of God. In those days where this Shona
Bible,
this big one, I would read it from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Each page. And not to pump myself. I read the Bible throughout. Now I'm reading it for my eighth time.
Eight.
Now I'm on Jeremiah. I'm now on
Jeremiah.
Okay. Hallelujah. I'm now on Jeremiah 22. I read the book of Job. I finished it on the 21st of July 2014. And Psalms, I finished reading it on the 24th, 2014. And I go on like that. Not that I want to be popular. But when you read your Bible, you must read it. As if tomorrow you are writing exam. When it comes to exams, hey, you don't sleep. You even have quiet time.
You don't want a quiet time.
But when it comes to the Bible, my Bible, my Bible, hallelujah, what they find in the food. When I go on a trip,
my wife,
after packing everything, she
bets
the Bible.
I'm so.
Now, if you can't read the Bible, then we expect you to read the message.
What is it?
You read the spoken word. You can't. Because the spoken word is coming from the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are blessed today. In our days, we will be queuing in the line for a book. Because the books were not plentiful. And then there will be you are number 20.
For one
book. But if you get that book, you read it through. For the sample waiting for
the book.
And in those days, we had these messages on these grinding machines.
Young people, we are reading, we are listening, we are writing, and 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 we are writing,
unogona kuva nemavhejeni ese bhaibheri maridzo dzawandisa unogona kudziwana pamomero stiki kana mubhuku pafoni hauna nguva.
The Bible and the message.
Bible ne maridzo.
Our food.
Chikafu.
Tell me anyone who can survive without food.
Ani na nani kuna kurarama asina kudya.
Tell me a man or woman.
Ndude murume kana mudzimai mukomana musikana.
Who can survive?
Ari kuna kurarama.
Without eating.
Asingadye.
From here we're going to eat.
Bapano tadya.
You eat in the afternoon.
Mwanzwa masikati. Mamadya masikati. Mwangana ni madya.
In between.
Pakata.
You had some apples and stuff.
Mamadya ni maepole muchidya. Vanadarudara muchidya.
Now how can you expect a Christian?
Iwe unotarisira sei muKristu?
To live. Kuti
ararame pamweya.
When there's no time for food.
Asina nguva nechikafu.
Spirit of food in you.
Chikafu chepamweya mumwe akavakafanira. Couple of things, please, on the spoken word.
A spoken word. Bible, writing, the rock, how God will come at some one of you.
Bible is now having letters.
Where is that view of
this?
Oh, are you putting it in the Bible?
There is some Bible.
It has become a verse.
That's
no respect. When you go to
Mozambique,
they will tell you, no death special. No death special. You are not respecting
the word of God.
On this, please. How is it with you? Are you serious with the Bible
and the word?
Are you listening to the word? When I'm on a long trip, I'm going to Lilongwe somewhere. I put those messages there. Oh, hallelujah. As I'm driving, the voice of the prophet is booming.
It's
all
ndinoteerera
mharidzo dzakasiyana siyana. Inguva yekuti tiperere zvino. Zvakamira sei? Iwewe ndiwe unopindura kwete ini. Munamato wemhuri. Pachine maatare here mumhuri dzedu kumba? Pane nguva here apo baba? Vanodana mumwe nemumwe kusati mavata. Ngatimboimbe kambo. Iwewe Junior uverenga Bhaibheri.
Let's have a testimony.
Ngatimboverenga zvapupu.
Let's just read the word.
Ngatimboverenga ishoko. Tapedza kuverenga.
Sing and you kneel down.
Kuimba mopfugama.
And you pray.
Monamata.
But those family of altars have gone.
Iyo maatare mhuri akapera.
Baba
vakabatikana, mai vakabatikana, munhu wese akabatikana.
Our children,
vana vedu,
if we are not careful, they will be overtaken by the world. Because we as fathers,
because we
are doing our job, this kids today, they will know more about Manchester United players.
Vana vamusoro pevatambi veManchester United kupfuura Maritz. Vanoziva kunyange masabho acho kunyange vakaretaya kudhara kubva kumanchester kwacho. Wabvunza pamusoro pemharidzo vanotanga kukwenya kwenya musoro. Ibasa redu kugadza atari yemhuri yekunamata. Zvakamira sei mumba menyu? Kudzidzisa pamusoro
waMozisi.
Brabrana vanoti ana
amai
mune basa kuvana venyu.
Ana
baba, dzosai atari mumba. Verengai shoko, verengai zvinokorwa, teereresai matepi.
Let God flow in that home.
Regai Mwari ayerere achipinda mukati memumba. Sikai hupo.
Create an atmosphere.
Sikai hupo.
Of godliness.
Wehumwari.
Let's not fill ourselves with all this is happening in the world.
Zvese zviri kuitika munyika nhasi.
Until fear grips us.
Kusvikira tabatwa nekutya.
You hear what is happening in Iraq.
Onzwa zviri kuitika muIraq nekoko.
Syria.
You
begin to fear
God.
Yes, as a Christian, you know Bible days are here.
Mazuva eBhaibheri adzoka
zvekare. Is there a family altar in the home?
Pane atari yemhuri here kukumba.
Does daddy do his job?
Ndedzi vanoita basa ravo here?
Lead the family?
Vachitungamira mhuri.
The leader, the head is akundwa.
Musoro ndiye akundwa.
What about the wife?
Ko mudzimai akewo.
Anokundwa.
You overcome.
Take your role.
Tora basa rako.
No matter how tired you are.
Zvisine kuti waneta sei.
Let's lead the world.
Ngativerenge ishoko.
Kuzvinzvera. We are taking our thermometers. Tiri kuzvinzvera
pathermometer zvedu dzevamwe. Tiri kuzvinzvera kuti mwoyo wedu uri kuwase.
Tiri
kuzvinzvera shuga yedu kuti yakamira pamweya.
A family that prays together.
Muri inonamata pamwe chete.
Stays together.
Inobatana pamwe chete.
After all, church.
Mashure mezvese church.
Is you.
Ndiwe iwe.
When you come from the home.
Ukabva kumba.
All filled up.
Wakazadzwa.
It will not be difficult for the pastor here.
Azvizoomera mufundisi pano.
You create an atmosphere.
Unosika hupo.
From where you are coming from.
Kubva kwauri kubva kumba.
And when you enter here.
Ukapinda pana.
Oh, the presence of God is here.
Hupo hwaMwari hunenge hwapano hwese.
Not that you are quarreling in the car.
Kwete
church.
And you enter here.
Do
God move. You quarreled all the way.
Samora Masheo,
you
quarreled.
And you still quarreled. And when you enter the
church,
you stop. And you come here.
Jesus, the
create an atmosphere. From home. From home. One day, Brother Branham. So that the situation was not right.
The sister was always not right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he said to his wife, let's go in the city.
And
I saw a beautiful
and
place.
And you will love it.
Really? I'm trying to know. Let's wash up the dishes.
Brother,
sometimes there has to be an atmosphere. Maybe your wife. He's going through much stress. She's going through too much stress. You have a duty.
You have a duty.
After that, the home is clear.
Hallelujah!
When it comes to giving and tithing, where are you? Brother Branham is commending some people here. And if you know whom
he commended,
you read the message, Elijah and the meal offering. Any believer in God will share to the very limit with another one. Yes. That's one thing about Pentecostal people. They will give the shirt off their back for the cold. That's right.
This also.
It's the truth. That's a great thing. One of the greatest things we see them. They are the greatest givers in the world. Because they know that this earthly good amounts to nothing. They lay their pressures on the heaven. Because they are going up
there.
As much as they don't have the right doctrine, but they are the greatest givers.
As do one who pack food among
how should it be with us believers?
Boy, it's also a thing. It's not going
to our giving,
kupa kwedu,
erratic giving,
opa,
complaining. You are giving and you are complaining. Kupa yo,
ujungo nyuta. Nampa angwa asi.
Giving is an act of faith. Elijah goes to a widow.
Amen.
For other people, just imagine
that.
To go to a widow. What would the Herod write?
Herod
is a very nasty story. But Elijah goes. God bless you, sister. Can you please give me some water? As he's going to take the water. He says, not only water. Also bread. Give me something to eat. He says, sir, as much as I receive you, I
have nothing. Na Jehovah mpenyu andina chandina
meal,
asitu huputisho mashoma mwafuta mashoma tsotso mbiri izi
zvekubika
kuti ini nemwana wangu tidye tozofa.
Ndaya
wakafunga kuti pamwe Eriya angadai
akati
ndasingazive kuti zvakaipa kudai muupenyu hwenyu.
Ndazvinzwa
zvawataura. Tanga wapa inini pakutanga. Ukatanga wapa shoko pakutanga. Zvese zvinozogadziriswa zvaunoda.
I've always told my church, if you want to build a house,
don't
worry about the bricks, the
sand,
no,
raise
your face. When faith rises, the bricks will run out of the
place.
Are you there? And every material When the economy was almost collapsing, the people felt faith. I think faith had risen. When faith rises, impossible happens. We don't give because we have things. We give because we have faith. We don't give to be noticed.
Atipe kuti tigocherechedzwa kuti apa.
We give to respect.
Tinopa kuremekedza shoko raMwari.
Pentecostals are being commended by the.
Kana mapentecostals ari kutokomendwa na brother Branham.
Bo,
vanofanira kukomenda vatendi sei nhasi.
How is your giving life?
Kupa kwako upenyu hwako hokupa hwakambomira
sei. You don't give, you think you can tithe.
Haupe.
You come up with all sorts of excuses.
Unongo uya une pembedzo dzese panyaya yezvikumi. Tikasvika panyaya yekubvisa zvegumi une pembedzo chedzekungopa.
I could have tied, but you know.
Ngadai ndabvisa chegumi
asimbozva.
Pane chimwe chinhu chazopinda. Mashoko echirungu akanaka ekunakurudza kutsotsa Mwari. Hazvikubatsiri. Maka. Tika palisti rako.
How is it?
Maka, rakamira sei.
Performance list.
Iroro riku performa kwauri kuita maka.
And how is your Christian life?
Upenyu hwako hwechikristu hwakamira sei?
Is your life
penyu hwako
worthy of the
wakakodzera vhangeri here?
Can people out there
vanhu vari kunze uku
say
vanogona kuti here?
Truly.
Zviro kwazvo.
Like they said to Jesus.
Sei zvakataura kuna Jesu.
Zviro
kwazvo uyu mwana komana waMwari.
Zvirokwazvo,
mwanakomana waMwari vanogona kuti vanogona kutaura zvimwe chete here newe kunze uku.
Hanzvadzi
murume wacho asipo. Murume wako asiri muKristu anogona kuti here?
Zvirokwazvo,
kumba kwangu kune muKristu.
Haleluya. Kana
kuti
haa.
Wasting time going to church.
Vakati vagumbuke. Zvisuiti. Vanogumbuka. Vagoreverera kungari kutaura nendimi.
Being angry and speaking tongues.
Kuri kugumbuka.
Being angry.
Is your life?
Upenyu hwako. Upenyu hwangu. Hwakafanira vhangeri here?
Pastor.
Mfundi, mafundi. Upenyu hwedu hwakakodzera vhangeri here?
All are we bring reproach?
Kana kuti tiri kuinza kuzvidzwa. Pashoko raMwari.
But tonight,
asi manheru ano.
I want to take anything.
Ndoda kuti ndinzvere.
I want to set my.
Ndimbozvipinda muupenyu hwangu. Ndinzvere iwo ishe wangu. Mundiedze. Kana paine chino chinhu muupenyu hwangu. Ngatisimukei netsoka dzedu.